Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí have confirmed that they are investigating a theft from Lake Graveyard in Letterkenny. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says the uncertainty of Brexit and the political impasse in Northern Ireland were contributing factors when agreeing an extension of the confidence and supply arrangement. The Transport Minister has indicated that three priority infrastructure road projects in Donegal could cost in the region of €432 million. And questions are being asked over the political will to restore a derelict building situated on the grounds of St Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Horgan coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, investigations are continuing following an incident at a house in the Ardmacool area of Stranorler last night. Gardaí have confirmed that shortly after 9 o'clock, two males attempted to steal a car but were disturbed and fled on foot. The two males, both aged in their 20s, were subsequently arrested at Main Street in Ballybofey under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. The pair have since been released pending further investigation. A second emergency budget may be needed next year if there's a no-deal Brexit. That's according to the Fianna Fáil leader who was speaking at an EU summit in Brussels aimed at preventing the UK leaving without an agreement. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Whatever else you might say about the European leaders, they know how to stay on message. As they arrived here and addressed journalists in English, German and French, the message was the same.
We're very keen to offer explanations, assurances, clarifications, anything that may assist MPs to understand the agreement and hopefully to support it. But the backstop is not on the table.
The Taoiseach and others are saying this deal won't be reopened or renegotiated, leaving really very little extras for Theresa May to come away with after tonight's meeting. She needs something to get MPs on side and to pass the withdrawal agreement in Parliament, or we're looking really at a no-deal Brexit. In Brussels today, Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin warned that could leave an almost €4 billion hole in the Irish finances that could require a second budget next year.
In the event of a no-deal Brexit, all bets are off. In terms of budgetary matters, in terms of emergency legislation. So clearly, fairly emergency measures would have to be taken.
That serves to highlight the level of uncertainty around Brexit, and even Theresa May has admitted that that's unlikely to become clearer today. Sean Defoe in Brussels.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says the uncertainty of Brexit and the political impasse in Northern Ireland were contributing factors when agreeing an extension of the confidence and supply arrangement. Yesterday, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin announced the party's decision to extend the deal for another year, also meaning there won't be a general election until early 2020. Deputy McConlogue, who was part of the negotiating team on the 9 till noon show earlier today, said they did what was required for the country at a time of such uncertainty.
We have to look and take a responsible approach to things. And when you look at what's happening in Britain and the absolute political chaos that's in place there, you look at Northern Ireland, where we haven't had a government for over 2 years, a world record in terms of no government being in place. And it's essential that the type of chaos that we've been seeing in England and that instability isn't leaked into the Republic, and that we do have political stability to deal with the challenge of Brexit over the coming weeks and months. And certainly as things stand at the moment, the risk of a no-deal Brexit at the end of March, that's only about 12 weeks away. And it's essential that there is stability in place and that government in place to actually be able to deal with that. And although we would prefer to be that party in government, the reality is that were you to have an election, looking at what happened last time around, it took about 4 months between the election and the formation of a new government. And simply at the moment, that's not something the country could countenance. So difficult and all, and challenging and all, as it is from our point of view, Micheál Martin and Fianna Fáil are putting the needs of the country this time first, and giving the stability and taking the response. Taking the responsible decision to enable that, because that's what's required.
The Transport Minister has been pressed to provide a clear timeline for the delivery of three priority infrastructure projects in Donegal, coming at a cost of €432 million. While it could be a number of years before the projects come to fruition, namely the Ballybuffet Stranorla Bypass, the Bunnaghy Link Road and the Manor Cunningham to Lifford Strabane A5 Link, Minister Shane Ross, however, has confirmed progress is being made. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher is confident following Minister Ross's response that the funding will be made available to complete the projects.
There is funding and it's included in the National Planning Framework and the National Development Plan. Now, the overall cost is $432 million. It seems astronomical, but this is the actual cost at the moment. And, of course, we must ensure that roads from the north of the county, west of the county and south of the county lead into these, and progress has been made on the N56, and hopefully that will continue.
So in terms of when completion dates and so on and things like that, he did indicate that it may not be completed till 2027, quite a long while away, but as you say, progress is being made.
Well, of course, 2027 is quite a while away, but it'll take 36 months from the time that the developments would start. So that would be gone back to 2024. And in the meantime, they have to go through the various stages, and that is the route selection. Now, that has been considered at the moment, and I asked the Minister to make it abundantly clear to the TII that the concerns of the locals who will be affected as a result of the particular route, that they would be taken into consideration in their views, and he assured me of that. Then after that, you would have detailed design and tender stages. So all that takes time, but what I'm giving you now is the factual position as it is at the moment.
Gardaí have confirmed that they are investigating a theft from Lake Graveyard in Letterkenny. They say a graveside memorial was discovered missing at around 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning last. While no arrests have been made, Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. Questions are being asked over the political will to restore a derelict building situated on the grounds of St Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny. There have been numerous calls for the sizeable building to house a variety of services, which are currently based in leased premises in other parts of the town. It's been confirmed, however, that the building is part of the HSE's Capital Programme 2021, with reported plans to restore it for administration services. Councillor Jerry McMonagle says while it's important that the conversation is happening, the building needs to be utilised, which would best serve the community.
Certainly would like to see if the building is there, and it's a fairly sound building, to my knowledge, that we should be bringing it back into public use, and it would save in the high rents and lease arrangements that the HSE currently has right across the county, but in particular in this town of Letterkenny. So it'll, in the long run, it'll save money, and hopefully it will free up space at Letterkenny University Hospital.
And while you are saying that it is on the long finger, it is very important that that conversation is taking place and ongoing.
Yeah, and it's certainly one that we will be continuing to pursue with the hospital management and Sealta. Look, the hospital campus at the minute has started to struggle for space. There's a lot more services is needed. We had a meeting recently with Anne Cosgrave of Sealta and the manager of the hospital. We got firsthand the needs for the future, moving into the future with the needs of Letterkenny University Hospital. And it sounds to me like we're going to be looking at a further extension in years to come. So where do we get, is there land within the campus of Letterkenny University Hospital? I'm not sure of that. But I think if we move administration and services that can be moved to that derelict block then at St Connell's, that would help. That would certainly help. I would imagine financially it would be a great help to the HSE as well.
The Dáil has passed a bill which could dramatically reduce the interest rates moneylenders charge customers. The draft law from Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty includes a 36% cap on the rates people would have to pay. He claims some are being charged as much as 187% on loans. It's estimated 330,000 people use moneylenders in Ireland. The government, however, wanted a delay of 12 months to allow for a review, but the bill has been passed by TDs. A man has been jailed for 1 year for stealing €102,000 from the Cope in Annagree. 52-year-old Billy Mooney of St Peter's Terrace in Dunloe took sums ranging from €2,000 to €19,800 over a two-year period from 2014 to 2016 during his time working at the company. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Mr Mooney pleaded guilty to 18 charges of fraud and one of false accounting at Letterkenny Circuit Court. The court heard he stole the cash in a complex fraud at the company's Anagri outlet, but Gardaí do not believe he spent the money on himself. Instead, it's reported by RTE News that he wired the money by Western Union transfer to ManyMed Online, who claimed they had lost their jobs and whose families had become ill. The company became aware of the fraud when Mr Mooney told another employee that he was in trouble. CEO of the company, Mark Sharkey, contacted Gardaí, believing there had been a major fraud at the outlet. The court was told that none of the missing money has since been recovered to pay back the company. Barrister for the accused, John McLaughlin, said the 52-year-old got involved in chat rooms with other men and that in his mind he was in a romantic relationship.
Irish Water is being urged to listen to the people of Moville and Greencastle when considering their next move in the ongoing process of securing a new sewerage system for the area. A public meeting last month led to claims that all that was on offer was a rehash of the previous Carnegarve treatment plant, which was rejected by the community. Councillor Albert Doherty says he's particularly disappointed the plans were not made available on the Irish Water website prior to the meeting for members of the public to view. He's calling for a change of tactics.
The people of Mavelle at the public meeting had not had access and there were no maps prior to this, so they were coming in unable to have researched and ready questions for the Irish Water officials, and I find this very, very unfair.
But what people in Moville did have is they very definitely had people like Enda Craig who looked at this and said, this is Carnegarve Part 2.
Carnegarve Part 2, with the sequel showing no variation whatsoever, and given all of the information shared, all of the opposition presented prior and in previous occasions, I felt Irish Water, and I appealed to them in the morning to go with open arms, open ears, listening and exploring what was possible rather than trying to impose something. Their appearance and their delivery in the day disappointed me.
Is it your belief they're going to have to go back to the drawing board on this, because it seems quite clear that the local community is not going to back what's on the table at present?
Well, with the local community, we all want progress with the Mavelle sewerage. However, speaking to the directors at Donegal County Council, they said as far as they were concerned, the last occasion this matter was discussed, Greencastle and Mavelle were on the charts. Greencastle and Mavelle had significant support. Yes, I think they have to go back to the drawing board and they have to come with a new and a different agenda when they next meet the people of Mavelle.
Meanwhile, Irish Water is currently progressing the detailed design of wastewater infrastructure for the towns of Rathmullen, Milford and Remelton and is working towards submitting a planning application in 2019. The environmental studies required to support the planning application are ongoing. Eamon Torsney reports.
At present, the towns have either no or substandard wastewater treatment and are discharging untreated or partially treated wastewater into the environment at these three separate locations. The practice of discharging untreated wastewater is unacceptable, and Irish Water says that it intends to rectify this problem. This will be achieved through the construction of pumping stations at all three locations, rising mains and a combined wastewater treatment plant which will discharge treated effluent to the Lennon estuary. This project will ensure that there is an adequate treatment of wastewater for now and into the future, as well as protecting human health and safeguarding the environment. It's envisaged that planning, design and construction will take approximately 3 to 4 years and will be undertaken between 2018 and 2021. The utility has met with the local community and their concerns were reflected as part of this decision.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get them the gift they really want this Christmas with a gift card available in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and Celtic and Rangers are both battling for last 32 places in the Europa League tonight. Celtic only need a draw at home to Salzburg to go through to the last 32 of the Europa League. Their opponents have already secured top spot in the group after winning all five of their games so far. Manager Brendan Rodgers says he certainly won't be sending his side out to play for a point.
You can manage the game, but I think it's always dangerous to go into a game thinking that you only need a point, because especially for us, a team like ourselves that really play a pressure game, if we come off that pressure, then it's always difficult for us.
And in a tight group G, Rangers manager Steven Gerrard says he'll be making no excuses if they fail to progress in the Europa League this evening. They have to beat Rapid Vienna in their final group game to make the knockout stages. The pitch in Austria isn't in the best condition, but Gerrard insists that won't be a problem.
We never like to use excuses. You know, we just want to focus on our game plan and try and focus on what we need to do to win the game. The pitch is what it is. It's not going to change, and we go out there and give it our best shot.
That game kicks off at 5:56. The Celtic game kicks off at 8 o'clock, as does Arsenal's game, where Lauren Koscielny, he's set to make his return to Arsenal after 7 months out with a ruptured Achilles. Unai Emery's side are already guaranteed top spot in Group E ahead of the visit of Qarabag. And it'll be a weakened Chelsea side that takes on Vidi and Hungary at 5:56. Chelsea already top Group L. In other news, back at home, Raf Cattaro has played his final game for Sligo Rovers. The 37-year-old striker spent 17 seasons at the showgrounds between his two spells. Cattaro helped Sligo win the FA Cup in two seasons either side of their 2012 Premier Division triumph. He's indicated he wants to continue playing after leaving the Bitter Red. Fin Harps, they hold a public information briefing in the Gwydor area this evening. It's at the earlier time of 7 o'clock. Manager Ollie Horgan and members of the board will be in attendance where an update will be given on the club's plans for the 2019 Premier Division season and the underage seasons. In the FAI Under-17 Schools League today, the title was won by St Eunan's College. They defeated St Columbus College by 3-1. The goals for St Eunan's were scored by Jack Murphy, Kieran Tobin and Finian O'Donnell. In rugby, Ulster have named an unchanged team for tomorrow's Champions Cup game against Scarlets in Belfast. Coach Dan McFarlane has also been able to name an unchanged bench. Captain Rory Best retains his place at hooker, so he'll overtake Andrew Trimble as the Northern Province's most capped player in European competition. Ulster have kept their hopes of reaching the quarterfinals alive with a narrow one over the same side in Wales last weekend. And Paddy Jackson's back in the Perpignan side that faces Connacht in the Challenge Cup tomorrow night. It'll be the first time the former Irish out-half has faced an Irish province since his departure from Ulster. Jackson's return is one of 13 changes made from last week's 22-10 defeat at the Sports Ground. Connacht, they head to the south of France without Bundy Aki, who's returned to New Zealand to get married. Dan Horowitz partners Academy graduate Kieran Joyce in midfield, while another Academy player is Conor Fitzgerald. He plays at out-half. Moving on to darts, in Northern Ireland's Daryl Gurney is in superb form heading into this year's William Hill World Darts Championship, which gets underway tonight. Dan Dawson's at Alexander Palace in London.
The world number 5 from Derry's just won his second major title at the Players' Championship Finals, and he's an understated contender for the £500,000 top prize. But we've got to wait till next week to see him open his William Hill World Championship campaign. That's against either England's Ross Smith or the Singapore slinger Paul Lim. Opening night sees the defending champ Rob Cross step onto this huge blue stage to try and avoid a banana skin against India's Nitin Kumar or Jeffrey de Zwaan of the Netherlands. We might have already seen a shock by then, as 4-time ladies world champ Lisa Ashton's looking to make history by becoming the first woman to win here. She faces Dutchman Jan Dekker.
In golf, it was another disappointing day for the Irish contingent in South Africa. Gavin Moynihan opened his Alfred Dunhill Championship with a 6-over par round of 78, while Neil O'Brien is 2 shots better off on 4-over par. The lead at Leopard Creek is held by South Africa's Oliver Becker on 6-under par. He's 1 clear of Australia's Dimitris Papadatos. He's on 5-under par. In swimming, Shane Ryan became the first Irishman to swim a sub-23-second time in the 50-metre backstroke today. The European bronze medalist set a new Irish record time of 22.96 seconds to reach the final of the World Short Course Swimming Championships in China. Ryan holds the fourth fastest qualifying time heading into tomorrow's final. In snooker, the Scottish Open's on this week, and there's wins today for Northern Ireland's Mark Allen. There was also wins for Judd Trump, Ryan Day, John Higgins and Sean Murphy. Finally, for this evening, in some athletics news, the North West 10K Committee are now inviting expressions of interest from charities to to be beneficiaries for next year's Run and Walk, which will take place on Sunday the 5th of May in Letterkenny. Interested charities are invited to make their applications to Anne Condon, Grand Central Complex, Canal Road, Letterkenny, or you can email anne@letterkennychamber.com. That's anne@letterkennychamber.com. Now, the closing date for applications is Friday the 11th of January. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock tomorrow. News tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, outbreaks of mostly light rain and drizzle in places this evening. Winds will be fresh to strong and gusty, moderating overnight, and lows of 3 to 4 degrees with moderate, occasionally fresh southeast winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, investigations are continuing following an incident at a house in the Ardmacool area of Stranorler last night. Gardaí have confirmed that shortly after 9 o'clock, two males attempted to steal a car but were disturbed and fled on foot. They were both aged in their 20s and were subsequently arrested. Meanwhile, Gardaí have confirmed that they are investigating a theft from Lake Graveyard in Letterkenny. They say a graveside memorial was discovered missing at around 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning last. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says the uncertainty of Brexit and the political impasse in Northern Ireland were contributing factors when agreeing an extension of the confidence and supply arrangement. And questions are being asked over the political will to restore a derelict building situated on the grounds of St Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny. There have been numerous calls for the sizeable building to house a variety of services, which are currently based in leased premises in other parts of the town. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, December the 13th. The death has taken place in London of Neil Begley, formerly Glenalla Rathmullen. Remains will arrive at St Joseph's Church Rathmullen tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock to repose overnight. Rosary in the chapel at 7:30. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to Southward Irish Pensioners Project, Kev Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Noreen O'Donnell, Tara Kinkashla. She will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock. Viewing on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock with removal at 5:45. Going to St Mary's Church Kinkashla for 6:30 Mass, where she will repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to the Renal Dialysis Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Harkin, Ballyness, Fochara. Remains are reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fochara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. House private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place in Arsgidor of Teresa Hans, Caravan Road, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Anne's house. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Donal Noon, St Columbkills Village, Kilmany, formerly of Dean Coldaff. His remains are reposing at St Columbkills Village Oratory in Kilmany. Funeral leaving from there on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Bogan Coldaff, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to St Columbkills Village, care of Comskate Funeral Directors. Oratory private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of May McLaughlin, aged 100 years, late of Carton Drive and formerly of Liskey Road, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her niece Brenda McLaughlin's home, 113 Castlegrange Park, Strabane. Funeral leaving her niece's home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Barney Mulhern, Glasher Hu Gidor. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Christ the King Church, Gortahork. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. House private from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Miles Murphy, Armagh Island, County Donegal. His remains will repose in McGlynn's Funeral Home, Dunloe, today until 6 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for 10 o'clock ferry going to the church in Armagh Island for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU St James Hospital, Dublin, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Kathleen Floyd, Drennan, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cheshire O'Neill at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations and lay of flowers, if so desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. House private to family and close friends at the request of the deceased. And the death has taken place of Anne Weir, née Boyle, Inch Island. Her remains are reposing at her home at Auchtshire Muff. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ishgahin, followed by burial in Greenbank Burial Ground. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only or if desired to donations in lieu to the Foyle Hospice, Colmar Road, Derry, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Director or any family member.